Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Mark Finn, the manager of quality assurance and animal care programs with Manitoba Pork. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
And thanks for having me, Bruce.
As part of a Swine Innovation Pork webinar slated for January 6th, you'll be updating work on emergency euthanasia preparedness. First of all, what is being prepared for and why? And why has this become such an important issue?
Well, across the country, we've been doing a lot of preparedness for foreign animal disease incursion. A hot topic, I guess, has been the African swine fever situation, which is one of the foreign animal diseases. And so that has driven us to really get prepared for dealing with a foreign animal disease. And so that is multifaceted. And one of the sides of that is looking at how to humanely euthanize animals because of that foreign animal disease occurring.
Who is actually involved in this effort to prepare, representing what interests, and in what roles?
Well, the good thing about this preparation is that government at the federal level and the provincial level and industry have all been working together to get prepared for this. And so there's a lot of people that are involved in the preparation in a lot of different areas, including euthanasia. And so I'm personally sitting on five different committees at the national and provincial, regional and more local levels as well. And so there's quite a bit of work going into this from a number of different players.
In the event emergency euthanasia were to become necessary, what types of numbers are we looking at, and where, and how many, and how may requirements or reactions possibly differ from region to region?
So Canada happens to be a country that does a lot of export of pork products, and we also do some export of live pigs as well. And unfortunately, in the event that a foreign animal disease occurs, we're very vulnerable to border closures to our products and to our pigs. And that's what really necessitates the need for euthanasia, as well as the diseased pigs and those that are close around the diseased farms for disease control purposes. And so, I mean, we're looking at a very large proportion of our industry that might be vulnerable to this. And we put a lot of effort into trying to arrange things with foreign governments in advance to avoid having to do unnecessary euthanasia. But unfortunately, it's quite a number of our pigs that would be implicated if we did get a foreign animal disease.
What options, what tools are being considered at this point?
Well, the main things is that we want to try and make this as stress-free as possible for the pigs, obviously, and the people involved as well. And so as much as we possibly can, we want to maintain the same flow of animals to the same places. And so, you know, looking on slaughter facilities that are very attuned to doing humane euthanasia, involving them in that, as well as some of our other common methods of euthanasia are what we're hoping for first and foremost. But it's very hard for caregivers of animals to perform these tasks. And so we're trying to take that out of their hands as much as possible and try and keep things as normal as possible should we have to deal with a terrible event like a foreign animal disease incursion.
How prepared is the Canadian pork sector at this point for such a development? And what still needs to happen to be ready for such an eventuality?
Well, this sort of eventuality is, it would be monumental. It's a very huge event, and there's a lot to prepare for, a lot of different things to occur. And I'm positive about the progress that we've been making between all the parties that are involved in the government and industry levels in preparation for this. But the truth is there's still a lot of work to be done to get us to a place where we're comfortable with our plan for dealing with a foreign animal disease. And so We just need to keep working to get to a point where we're more confident in our response and hopefully keep putting things in place, such as biosecurity and agreements with other countries, so that we never have to deal with this eventuality.
How important is timing in all of this, and why?
Well, the sooner we can get ready or have a plan in place for foreign animal disease, the better, because it could occur at any time. We try and put measures in place so that it doesn't occur, but the truth is that there is some risk out there. African swine fever is kind of in Europe and in Asia, and we're concerned of it hitting North America at some point. And so we keep striving to get plans in place to ensure that we can deal with it once the day comes, or if the day comes.
And is there anything that you would like to add?
I'm just very positive, I guess, about the collaboration we've had between federal government, provincial government, and industry on this. There's a lot of players engaged in the whole process, and I think we're making good progress on getting plans in place, and that's the best way. That's the best thing we can do to deal with this.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much, Bruce.
Our guest has been Mark Finn, the manager of quality assurance and animal care programs with Manitoba Pork. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.